Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. As we have been told, and as we all know, today is Father's Day. And I would like to offer this morning a very happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, fathers-in-law, stepfathers, and of course, mothers, who without them, we could not be fathers. As we age, Father's Day takes on a different meaning and focus. What was once a day of mandatory Father's Day cookouts and gatherings becomes a day of what-ifs and looking back. We are, of course, thankful for the gifts given in our children, but we question what we did with those gifts and, of course, what we didn't do. What would we do differently if we had the chance to do it all over again? I'd like to begin my reflection this morning with a poem that I believe addresses those questions very well. It is written by one of my favorite poets, author unknown. If I had my children to raise all over again, I'd build self-esteem first and a house later. I'd finger paint more and point the finger less. I would do less correcting and more connecting. I'd take my eyes off my watch and watch with my eyes. I would care to know less and know to care more. I'd take more hikes and fly more kites. I'd stop playing serious and seriously play. I'd run through more fields and gaze at more stars. I'd do more hugging and less tugging. I'd see the oak tree and the acorn more often. I'd be firm less often and affirm much more. I'd model less about the love of power and more about the power of love. In today's gospel, we have two parables. In the first one, Mark speaks to us about the farmer who scattered seeds and goes off. It suggests that the beginning of God's reign seems small and insignificant, like seed spread on the ground. We tend to blame ourselves for the seed that we plant that does not grow as we would like. But Mark tells us that once the seed is scattered, from that point on, it's up to God. I think everyone should plant a garden just to be reminded of that fact. We can't create seed, soil, water, or sunlight. We can misuse them, but only God can make a tree. The kingdom of God, said Jesus, is like that process. We humans do what we can. We scatter seed and tend the results. But the rest is a mystery. Not because we are fools and lack imagination, but because botanists haven't striven to figure it out. It's mystery because the elements of life aren't ours to create or to control. Life, like love, comes from God. Our part is to pay attention to life that is breaking in around us. See it, sense it, imagine it, reverence it. Not run life through the self-serving screen of preference and privilege of our expectations and rules. As I think of what ifs, as I think about the what ifs of my fatherhood and think those things I should have done that I didn't, and think of the things I did I didn't do enough of, I begin now to realize that the seed I scattered was a process of mother and father working together. What was done right and what was done wrong. As I look back again, I also understand to be a good father, you should be able to do three things, which all begin with the letter L. They are to listen, to learn, and to love. First of all, a good father must be able to listen to his family, his wife, and his children, and thus acquire knowledge. He must be able to learn from what they tell him and gain wisdom. And he must be able to love them with a love that grows stronger every day. Let's go back a moment to the scattering. It is really a consoling parable when we look at the results of our efforts and wonder, just how effective am I? This parable balances the tendency in us to measure our efforts and look for appropriate results. It seems to promise that despite our efforts, failures and successes, there will be a harvest. It doesn't all depend on us. The first parable has no doubt in it. We can trust that. While we are scattering seed, there is set in motion an unavoidable force that will come to fruition. We must realize that we are not in charge. We know that because we get a parable about seed growing and minimal human involvement, except to scatter and later to reap a harvest. It is good to know it isn't all in our control. It is good to know that there's another force present, causing growth and is very much invested in our results. The second parable in Mark's gospel is one that we probably are more familiar with, the parable of the mustard seed. As we process ourselves through parenthood, a small seed is planted which eventually grows because it is nurtured and not ignored. Like family, so goes the kingdom of God. It starts small, and then by God's grace, it grows. A child learning to pray can become an adult who puts prayer into action. The I will of a wedding day can become a life-transforming, life-sustaining partnership. The offer to help in a mission project can become a life devoted to working for justice. A small and faint yes to God can become a self-sacrificial life that makes the world a little better. My wife and I have been blessed with four beautiful children who have been nurtured and have grown into mothers and fathers. And we'll probably celebrate today with that mandatory cookout and gathering. And we, their parents, will celebrate from a distance. I'd like to end this reflection with another poem. This one written by our oldest son, who this past week celebrated 25 years of his priestly ordination. Father Joseph is a pastor of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Westerville, Ohio. The poem was written to his father on Father's Day some 17 years ago. It is entitled, My Brother, My Father, My Friend. It would seem in the winding road of life, what seemed to be a time, a standoff, has grown into more than expected. That what was once just flesh and blood relations, a heart has been found beating. What was once running away, now found run to. A place God built for a higher calling. From son in rebellion sending, the father now befriending. What father saw competing, the son in love entreating. I saw you holding my son the other day, a moment transporting as father, son. Yesterday in a perfect race, lost in a flood of yesterdays. Was it so long ago that we were father and child? Were we enemies once, lost in the whirl of time? And it matters not. What is it called when the child grows to father his own, and the father is reaping what he has sown, and what a harvest it is? You have planted yourself, leaving an impression of priceless measure, for you have made me a man. You will never know the field of dreams you have been for me. And now, as men, we stand as to enter the field with our own to tend, forever thanking my brother, my father, my friend. Thanks, Dad. Happy Father's Day 2001. Your son, Joe. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray and be thankful for being able to scatter, to plant, to nurture the gifts God has provided all of us. Amen.